This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Probably the majority of the electorate doesn't even know that the new state treasurer will be selected on October 14th.
It's certainly tough to tell the election is that close by the usual measurements. Yard signs for local church fall fairs are more prevalent than those for the candidates, and few ads have hit TV. The campaign ads are out there, though, on the web.
I learned very, very young that you live within your means.
We must stop cuts in education, healthcare, and wasteful government spending.
Neil Reiser will fight for drainage and infrastructure to be top priorities in the state budget.
Angel Davis will work with President Trump to build highways, roads, and bridges in Louisiana.
But as many have noted, including Jeremy Alford of LawPolitics.com, none of that is really part of the treasurer's job.
Right now, the challenge for all the candidates running for treasurer is just to get the attention of voters. And that's the reason why we're hearing them talk about taxes and Donald Trump and things that have nothing to do with the office.
One thing the treasurer does do is invest the state's money, but
making wise investments doesn't make for sexy politics.
Yet, Alford also observes, this isn't a sexy race.
State treasurer is just not a race that's going to ignite the electorate or capture the imagination of the average voter.
And the latest poll, commissioned by one of the candidates and released yesterday, shows the three Republicans and one Democrat all have a very long way to go in the next 3.5 weeks, with undecided polling at 45%. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.